Last week was our first week on talking about it and experience. Well, I'm not saying that you've never experienced God's presence before, but changing our style of worship so that we can actually receive what he wants to give us. So just don't feel embarrassed, but just have a little raise of hands if you really took home what you learnt last week and you felt different or you experienced something different with God. Yep. Okay, two. Well, that makes me feel good because at least it was none, because I felt that I could experience God in a new way as well. And I feel that he's teaching us so much more. And yesterday, as we were praying, God kept giving me the same words over and over again, that he's going to blow us away. And I was standing there thinking, my image was that a mighty wind was going to come and I was literally going to be flown into the wall. And I was like, I don't really think I want to be blown away. Do I really want to be blown away? And then as I kept praying about it and kept thinking about it and kept laughing with him about it, he just started showing me that he is going to blow us away. He is going to change our whole thinking. He's going to change all of our experiences, because he wants to reveal himself in not the way that we've been brought up or not the way that we've known all our life, but something different. So it's going to be different for each and every one of us, but he's going to blow us away. So you ready? Are your feet standing firm on the rock? You hope so? If not, it'll be a great testimony, wouldn't it? Literally, that God blew you away. So James and I are both feeling very led in this topic of his presence. After all, it's all about him, isn't it? It's all about Jesus and not about us. We really feel that he is working wonders in our core and in the lives of us personally. In Isaiah 43, it mentions that he is making a new way. I'm praying into this. We're praying into he's making a new way. He's making a new way for us. He's making a new way for you. He's making a new way for our core. He's making a new way for all churches. He is going to blow us away. He wants to open up our hearts and open up our eyes to new things. So we're talking about worship and the presence of God. And so worship is something different to what we assume. These days, if we talk about worship, automatically my mind goes straight to singing a song at church. Who else thinks that? Worship straight away. I'm glad some other people are waving their hands or else I'm alone. But worship, we straight away think that it's just singing at church, singing a song at church. And worship is so much more than that. It is so much more than that. Worship should always be pointing us closer to Jesus. Worship should always be growing us, always be growing us forward. Forward we march. Forward we go on. We don't stand behind. We don't stay still. Worship should always be growing. Darlene, how do you say her last name? Check? It's pronounced really weird. Anyways, Darlene Check from Hillsong in Sydney. She's one of the senior worship pastors. I think that's her role. Can't really remember. But she talks about worship as due worth. And she speaks about worship as worth-ship. Where is our worth to be due? Due worth. When we worship something, it's putting our worth in something. Due worth. Putting worth where it is due. And praise the Lord, worship is due to God. Worship is due to God. He deserves our worth. To give our God everything because he is worthy of all of our praise. This is how we respond in love to God. In Romans 12, it talks about our spiritual act of worship is to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. This is our spiritual act of worship. One way that we can show God that we love him is giving him what we're worth, giving him everything about us, and letting him take control to blow us away. putting our worship where it is due. Now, I spoke about before that worship isn't just songs, it isn't just music, it's not just singing, it's not just the instruments, it's not just the band, but worship is so much more. Everything that we do here, the band, the music, the singing, that's expressions of worship. Dancing, they're all expressions of worship. But worship is this connection that we have with God. Worship is this, us and Him. Us and Him, this connection that we have with God. This is what worship is. So I want you to picture in your minds, and I'll just quickly get James to do something for me. I just realized I forgot to do something. So would you like to clap as James goes and does it for me? My bad. So this connection that I'm talking about, this big connection that we have with God, this is what we're worshiping, our God. Our God, we offer ourselves as living sacrifices to Him. We offer ourselves to living sacrifices as Him. So I want you to picture this, that everyone has a cup inside of them. So, you know, go like this and you're pouring out water. Everyone has a cup inside of them. And James is bringing the cup. Would you like to give him another round of applause? Just to embarrass him a little bit more. So just imagine that this cup, this glass, is in you. Everyone, just picture yourselves, not picture yourselves as a cup, but picture that you have a cup inside of you, right? And we decide what we want to put in this cup. God wants to fill us with His presence. He wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit, right? And so just say we come to church, and we experience a little bit of Him. We have this much of God. And then we go throughout the week doing whatever we want. And, you know, probably we decide to watch TV instead of pray. And somehow we don't realize, but the water starts leaking and there's not much water left. So then when we come to church on Sunday, we want more of His presence and we just seek Him more. And then just say we sing a fast song and we decide, oh, I haven't really connected with God. Let's sing a slow song, maybe a more prayerful song, and I'll connect with God. And we have a little bit more, but we're still not full, right? We're still not full. This glass is not full. But then we go out again and we leave after Sunday. And we go out again and we probably do something else that makes the glass a bit more empty. If everyone, if all of us came to church already with our cups full of God's presence, how much different would our worship be? Imagine it, right? If all of us came and already our cups were full, that when we started worshiping together, like God's presence is overflowing. He's blowing us away, full on blowing us away. How different would that look? If you can picture it, if you're someone who like is me and you picture it in your mind, what are you picturing? There's about 30 of us here today, 30 of us with full cups. What would we experience? Start yelling it out. What do you think we'd experience? Joy? Faith? Excitement? Hand movements? I think we'll see miracles. Freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. I think we'd see more salvations. I think we'd see more healings. I seriously believe this is what he talks about when he says, I'm going to blow you away. He wants to literally blow us away. If every single time we came together corporately with our cups full, can you just imagine what would happen? What would happen? Instead, and I don't know if you felt that you've been taught this, but I felt like every Sunday was the time that I spent with God. And so I didn't realize that I'm not getting full every Sunday. I'd probably get a little bit every Sunday because I'm not expecting to go home in His presence, expecting to daily want to be in His presence, that I'm full. So when I come to church on Sunday, I'm not expecting to be full. I'm expecting us all to be full and God to blow us away. Like, hallelujah. Oh my goodness. I just can't hold it in. Can you imagine? We need to spend more time in His presence. Spend more time in His presence. Seeking Him. Seeking His love. Seeking His joy. Making Him a part of everything in our lives. Making Him a part of everything. This is our spiritual act of worship, Romans 12. Rick Warren, the author of, I think he's, it's the 40 Days of Purpose, that's the 40 Driven 40, I don't really know. Rick, yeah, Warren, it's something, it's a devotional book. It's very, very popular. Yeah, it's a book. But he says this: the common mistake that Christians make is seeking after an experience rather than seeking after God. Can you look back on your life? I've done that so many times. When I first got saved, I just wanted more of the joy. I would go back to everything. I'd keep praying the prayer of salvation because I wanted to receive that joy that I got as I first was saved. One time I had, we were doing a Go for Souls conference, and a lot of us just, there was probably about 8 of us, and we were just left, and we just wanted to see God. We wanted to press in and seek His face. And so it was quiet. And all of a sudden, the joy of the Lord came upon people, and people couldn't stop laughing. And you'd ask them, "Why are you laughing?" And as they're laughing, they're trying to tell you, "I don't know. I just feel so happy. And this is how I'm expressing it." And they couldn't stop laughing. And so for so long, I'd be constantly seeking that experience again. I'd be like, "God, give me the laughter again." I'd be seeking that experience again instead of seeking His face. In Psalm 63, you might want to turn your Bibles with me if you have a highlighter as well and highlight these passages. In Psalm 63, verses 1 to 5, it says this: "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek You. I thirst for You. My whole being longs for You. In a dry and parched land where there is no water, I have seen You in the sanctuary and behold Your power and glory. Because Your love is better than life, my lips will glorify You. I will praise You as long as I live. And in Your name I will lift up my hands, and I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing my lips, my mouth will praise You. We will lift up our hands. We will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods." Our cups would be overflowing, that we are fully satisfied. This is what our soul longs for. God's presence, this connection, this worship is what is our deepest desire. Even if we don't know, this is what our deepest desire is. And so many times we seek other things. We think maybe if we get drunk and we forget everything, we'll be happy. Maybe if we just pray the salvation prayer, we'll feel that joy again. We'll feel that freedom again. Maybe if we come to church, we'll feel that again. What are we seeking? Because our soul is just created to desire Him. That's what we're created for. Our cups are meant to be filled with His presence, with His love, till we're overflowing, so He can blow us away. Worship is so much more than what we're experiencing. I'm going to read from Amos 5. This is the kind of scary way to look at it, but this is what God says. Oop, I've just lost it. No. This is what God says. I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps, but let justice roll like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. God doesn't care about our music. God doesn't care about our singing, because they're expressions of worship. What He cares about is this, the connection we have with God. You can be coming every Sunday and literally not full at all and thinking you're satisfied. But yet, what you spend most of your time doing, that is what you're thinking satisfies you. If you watch a lot of TV, it's your soul yearning for more, and you're filling it with the wrong things, because you're never going to be fully satisfied. This is what is going to make us fully satisfied, because our soul longs for Him. He wants us to seek His face. He wants to give us more. He just wants to lavish so much more upon us than coming to church, singing a couple of songs, maybe not falling asleep in the sermon, and tithing. He wants so much more to bring us. And yet the thing that probably gets me is so many times we're dissatisfied with this. And we seek other things that's just not filling our cups. God wants to lavish His love upon us. Let Him do that. Let Him do it. Let Him take control. Like Psalm 63, let's all seek His face together. Let's come expecting Him to blow us away. Let's come and be filled with His love. And it means that daily we need to know how to experience His presence. That daily we need to worship Him. Daily we need to give Him our all. Kim Walker Smith is a very known worship leader in the spontaneous worship. And she's at Bethel Church in Redding, California. And she mentions it like this, that when she's standing in the supermarket line waiting for the checkout chick to go, get everyone through, if all of a sudden she wants to worship God, she doesn't start yelling to people, okay, I need someone to quickly go on the drums. I need someone to quickly get me a songbook. I need someone to quickly go over there and start making up a tune because I need all this to worship. She expresses it like this, and we don't need all this stuff to worship. She said, no, I don't need all these people to do these things for me so I can worship God. There is nothing that's meant to be blocking our connection with God. This here is free. We are free to worship. We are free. This connection here with God. She says, I'm just going to stand there and worship Him. I don't care about other people because I don't want them to interfere with my connection with Him. You guys don't need Sunday's meeting to have your cup full. You need to earnestly seek Him. And this is what your soul desires. You may fill it with other things, but this is what your soul desires, to spend time in His presence, seeking Him. In Psalm 34, It says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glorify in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I will extol the Lord at all times. Extol means to praise, bring glory or honor. Let's give God the honor, the glory and the praise where it's due, where this worship is due. Let's seek his face so that our cups are overflowing. And daily let's worship him so that when we come together, we are blown away. And we are going to experience so much more. And he's going to open our eyes to so many more things. I literally want to see people in wheelchairs coming in and just the glory of God hits them that they can walk and they don't need these wheelchairs anymore. I want to see God everywhere. When we come together, when 30 to 40 of us praise the Lord together, we're going to see miracles. We're going to see salvations. We're going to see healings because our soul longs for him. And we're not just praising him for this. We're praising him because we want our cups to be overflowing with his love, with his grace that he's lavishing upon us. So we're going to spend the next time in worship. And as we spend this next time, just before we start singing a song, we don't need the song to worship, do we? No. But just before we sing this song, I'm going to give everyone a time to do a little activity. And just before, so don't do it now, but just before we do, I'll just explain what it's going to be. And so I'd want everyone to shut your eyes and then just picture Jesus. It can be a cartoon, it can be any picture that you've just, maybe a painting that you've always pictured him. And then everything that is in the way, I want you to, in your mind, take and put behind him. So then all that is left is this picture of Jesus. So everyone shut your eyes and just have this picture of Jesus. Remember, it can be anything. It can be a cartoon, it can be a painting. It can be from a movie, any picture of Jesus. And now with your eyes shut and in your minds, put the distractions behind him. Put your troubles behind him. Put the stresses of your job behind him. Put behind him what takes up most of your time. Put behind him your hobbies, your worries, your stresses, the housework, your next meal. Put all of these behind Jesus. And keep your eyes shut, but just raise your hands when there's nothing left but this picture of Jesus. When there is nothing in the way of your connection with him. He's going to be showing you things that he wants you to put behind him until there's nothing left but Jesus. Nothing left but him. He just wants to lavish his love upon you. Now, keeping your eyes shut, just worship him. Just worship him. Give him the worth that is due, the glory. Just worship him.